If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Party starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I know you were gone most of the day, Bill, but what did you have on the lights on the house last night for
color?
We
are preset to Christmas now.
Christmas.
Yep, so we are preset to Christmas. So when we whipped into the neighborhood last night, they were on. It made me feel happy. Yep, so we're red, white, green. Red, white, green.
I found a sweet Thanksgiving one.
Well, there's a Thanksgiving
one. It's like
a
red, white, and brownish.
Yeah,
it's really nice.
It's kind of a
orange
hue.
It's actually really cool.
Yeah, it's a cool one.
I'm keeping it up until Friday, then I'll go to Christmas after that.
Yeah, we jumped into Christmas.
I have no problem with that at all.
Hues.
You're probably not going to get him in time for Christmas, but if you want for early next year at this point, talk to Josh at Neiman & Sons.
Josh can do miracles. Christmas. Just check because they got quite a crew.
Be a Christmas miracle.
Yeah, it would be the biggest Christmas miracle ever to have halo lights.
At this
Kaser
point,
got him the other day.
Did he really?
Yeah, Kaser got
Kaser
him.
Kaser sent a picture to
he
us.
Did?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He called Josh and said, "I have to get these because Bill will keep bringing it up to me, so I don't." And it'll change his life. So it's the happiest I've ever been.
There'll be Christmas next year too.
Yes, there will.
There will.
Neiman & Sons and HaloCustomLighting.com. It is time for Mozzarella Monday. Text us right now at 464-5685. Your best of the weekend. It's your time to not be humble. Brag about how awesome your weekend was, because if you win, you get $25 to Valentino's. We've had some great weeks of this so far. Let's keep it going. Like, first off the bat, we have Dave in Fullerton.
Dave
says, Mozzarella Monday. I spent most of the weekend in my woodshed building 30 doll cradles. I build and my wife paints them. They go to the Toys for Tots United Way in Grand Island. This will be the 26th straight year we've done this. Breakers, please give your local Toys for Tots this Christmas. Give to your local Toys
well,
for
I'll
Tots.
I'll tell you what, right out of the gate, we got one. Yeah, we got one.
That's Dave in Fullerton.
Okay, thank you.
Next up,
woodshed. Send a picture of that in if you could. A shed full of equipment making
doll
wood
cradles.
Items. Yes.
Doll cradles.
Next up, Andrew in Albion.
Oh, wow, Albion.
He labels it as planes, trains, and automobiles. He says, my oldest son and I flew to Philly on Thursday to visit his younger brother, a music major at Drexel.
Drexel. Okay.
Friday, we took in some culture. The Philadelphia Museum of Art, that's where the Rocky statue's at, Van Gogh, Picasso, it says, and the Rodin Museum. History, Liberty Bell, Independence Hall.
Liberty Bell.
And then we jumped in on a tour of fourth graders from Rome also. Fourth graders from Rome were in Philadelphia. That's awesome.
That I'd like to have seen.
Saturday morning, after watching a few minutes of the Philly Marathon, we went past my son's apartment, took a train to the bus station, caught a bus to Reading, where we hitched a ride to Happy Valley for my son's friend, went to the Creamery for ice cream, then tailgated and had beer with Mark Spindler. That's Rocco's dad, right?
Holy crap.
Pre-game was meh energy. Then Emmett, had a good run, and that was it. But that's Andrew and Albion.
Jeez.
Epic travels to Pennsylvania this weekend.
Dave and Andrew.
Right off the bat, that's incredible.
Next
I
up,
saw the Liberty Bell.
Next up, we've got...
From Albion.
Saw Drexel.
Saw the first part of the Philadelphia Marathon.
Yeah, he did.
And caught like a train up to University Park.
He went to the Creamery.
Went to the Creamery. Yes. That's the famous ice cream spot. Did you go to the Creamery, Steve?
You should have gone there.
No. And then he made it to the game. To the Nebraska game. How do they? Where do the people get this energy?
The weekend provides a lot of energy.
I said it took me a lot to drive the four blocks to Walmart. It took everything I had. And Sorry goes, if you just get to Walmart, I can take everything from there. And that's what he did. But that was still like a, I'll get back to you. Let me think about it for a day or two. But I did. I did
good
it.
Job.
Imagine trying to talk me into this trip.
Good God.
I mean,
No.
I'd have to get an IV.
Dave and Andrew.
Next up, Gator. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here, and if you still have names on your list, don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary. Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. Did you know your calendar age doesn't always match how old your body truly is? It's true. Your biological age, the age of your cells and organs, is actually the top predictor of your risk for serious diseases like heart disease, cancer, dementia, and more. That's why learning your biological age can be truly life-changing, and that's exactly what the True Age Test from True Diagnostic helps you do. It's a simple at-home test, and you can uncover your true biological age and get personalized insights into your true biological age and take control of your health like never before. No doctor visits, no labs, just a quick finger prick from the comfort of your home. This part really inspired me. Up to 90% of biological aging is driven by lifestyle. That means the way we eat, move, sleep, and manage stress plays a massive role in how fast or slow our bodies age. The test itself is super easy. Just a quick, painless finger prick. You send in your sample using a prepaid mailer, and in about 2 to 3 weeks, you get a detailed online report with actionable insights you can use. If you care about protecting your health and want to find out what your real age is, head over to TrueDiagnostic.com and use my code EARLYBREAK to get 20% off your entire order or subscription. That's TrueDiagnostic.com and use EARLYBREAK at checkout to get 20% off. Your future self will thank you. Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. Listen, I know it's hard to eat healthy and commit to that, especially during the holiday season, and it's hard to do it because you're giving up on flavor and fun. Well, good news. Washington Red Raspberries are a clean, simple, and delicious way to add more nutrition to your day. They're American grown, picked at peak ripeness and frozen within hours to lock in nutrients like fiber, antioxidants, and vitamin C. And they have no added sugar, just fruit as nature intended. For you calorie counters, only 80 calories per cup. They're a great source of fiber. And these raspberries really bring bright flavor and vibrant color to make every dish feel special. You can keep a bag in the freezers. You can add a pop of flavor and feel good nutrition anytime. By the way, this is available at Costco, Kroger, Meijer, and Winco Foods. You want to discover new ways to use American frozen red raspberries and get more details on where you can grab a bag of these delicious berries? Go to redraz.org. That's redraz.org. You'll find recipes, health tips, retail locations, and everything you need to make frozen Washington red raspberries a regular part of your routine. That's redraz.org, redraz.org. And remember, look for Product of the U.S. on the bag. Gators spent all weekend setting up the nursery for their first baby due in early March. Also did the entire yard leaves, which took about 4 hours, and clinched the fantasy football playoffs in my most important league, Gator.
Gator.
Busy fantasy. Weekend for Gator.
Leaves.
Leaves nursery. And nursery for the first baby coming in March, excuse me.
Very good.
Dirty Tony and the boys.
DT.
Says, my dad and I spent this weekend building a couple desks out of old sewing machines for my Singer? Is it Singer? S-I-N-G-E-R?
Yep.
Singer?
Singer's a
Singer.
Brand.
Singer? Okay.
It's Singer. A brand of, yeah.
Okay, out of old Singer sewing machines, yep, for my nephews with ADHD and autism, they turned out beautiful. Dirty Tony and the boys.
Jeez. Okay. I mean, wait a second. He built desk out of
Singer sewing machines.
For autism.
Do you realize how deficient we are,
Bill? Well, we are. Right very,
now, do you ever think about it?
Right now, yeah. Brian was just talking about how I was perplexed that Swigert put part of a maple donut back on a plate.
What if I told you I was building a desk out of Singer sewing machines?
Or I can't talk right now. I'm on a train from Philly. I just left the Liberty Bell, and I'm catching a train to Happy Valley.
To a creamery first.
To a creamery first.
Yeah, God.
But while I'm making toys in the woodshed.
All right, we got a lot of competition now.
My text line just went down for a second. Okay, here we go.
We got four good entries so far.
Okay, let's see here. Downtown Scott, this is not going to win. He's one of those. I'm driving right now to Ogallala. It's very foggy out here. Good way to kill a day on a short week of work. Okay, thank you to Downtown Scott, driving out to Ogallala.
Okay.
Carl chimes in. First ever text the show. Carl, this is Carl. I watched football this weekend. Mozzarella Monday. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Thank you, Carl.
Carl, that's got a chance, but a couple ahead of you.
I'm going to take a guess and say that we're going to have a lot of submissions next week when we have talk about Thanksgiving and Black Friday and all the festivities and the holidays coming up here in terms of Christmas.
I'm with Steve. I am perplexed at how much at the embarrassment of myself, what people are doing. Yeah, we don't bring much to the table, Steve.
We're the not. Guy spent a day making $31 cradles.
Yeah.
That would take me a year.
The three of us would be, if we left the show and then spent 10 hours a day,
Which one are we leaning towards right now?
Well, right now, I'm going to ask for a special Thanksgiving miracle.
Double?
I know, I think it needs to be a triple.
Triple?
Sewing machines, Philly, and woodshed?
I think we need to choose two.
Okay. This is tough.
Valentina, if you're listening, can we do three? Valentina, I'm asking once.
I've had clearance. I've had clearance for two once. Okay, in a while.
What if we had three? Would you do it, Valentino's?
Let's use two, and then maybe if we get a third, we can.
I think Dave doing this for a cause, making the doll cradles in a woodshed, has to be one.
Okay.
Spending an entire day. Doing that for a cause. What was the cause?
So we're going to go cause twice.
Toys for Tots.
So I'm going woodshed and I'm going Singer sewing machine.
Hold on.
That's cause also.
That's Dirty Tony. Built desk out of sewing machines. All right, I'm down with that.
We got Dirty Tony and Dave in Fullerton.
Yeah, and then we leave out.
Philly.
We leave out.
The incredible trip.
And we leave out Gator. The nursery.
Well, that's why it's tough. We can't choose them all.
Okay, two. Dave and Dirty Tony. Okay. Dave and Dirty Tony, Bill.
Yeah,
right?
That's what we'll do. All I know is they went to the Liberty Bell and they saw part of a and took a train. That's like a wow.
Well,
flew to Philly.
Yeah.
Ah.
Andrew gets aced.
Do people know that this is hard. This is really hard.
It is hard. It's supposed to be hard. People have great weekends, they've got great lives, and we're choosing winners here.
Yeah.
So Dave and Fullerton, you get $25, and Dirty Tony and the boys also $25, courtesy of Valentino's here on Mozzarella Monday. The spillover.
Imagine if we had to do ours every week like that. I'd be more like the guy watch football.
A lot of napping.
Took Bullet for a walk.
Took Sugar for a walk, and Swagger picked me up at my house and drove me to Kansas City.
God dang it! These guys are making $31 cradles.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second. You have to think about how intricate that is.
What kind of wood was he using? Pine? Was he using pine?
Jake, think about that.
Follow up on that, Oak? Dave. What kind of wood?
Yeah, was it maple?
The spillover's next on Early Break in the Ticket.